the truth with me together, find his praise. Led by his Spirit, provoking to love, seek the Lord and he will answer us and tell us great and mighty things that you do not know.
Richard Biggs once said, "Burn brightly without burning out." Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Christian Questions Talk Radio with a Purpose with Jonathan and Rick. The objective of our program is to discuss with you, our listeners, thought-provoking and meaningful topics based on the Bible. It's a call-in format. We're caller-friendly, and we certainly look forward to hearing your point of view. And for those of you who may be listening for the first time, our perspective is this. We believe that there is one God, and through him, there's one truth which is found in the Bible. Our purpose is to stir your thinking up along with ours as we continually search for clarity in understanding this one truth.
While we are not here to teach, we are here to seriously provoke your thinking, according to Hebrews 10:24, which is the theme for our program. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. This provoking is encouraged by Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together. And we look to frame our comments in the context of 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 19 and 21. Quench not the Spirit. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And the only end result we seek to accomplish is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God our Father and Jesus our Lord.
And if you'd like to contact us or suggest a topic for a future program and receive a Christian Question travel mug, here's what you do.
You write us at Christian Questions, P.O. Box 1837, New London, Connecticut, 06320, or check us out on the web at www.christianquestions.net. Today is June 15th, 2008. All audio and printed material are copyrighted and are the property of Christian Questions.
And if you do have a Christian question or you'd like to reopen a topic we've already discussed, do let us know. We'd love to hear from you on that. So on behalf of Jonathan, my co-host.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. And Fred, the man behind the board.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. We want to welcome you to this hour of our program. And Jonathan, how are you this morning?
Great.
I am so excited. Hey, where were we last week?
Our question was, how do we keep the Spirit healthy?
And we were talking about the begettal of the Spirit of God in our lives and what are the things that we need to do to pay attention to it. You know, it's like, pay attention, son, pay attention. Because, you know, the God's power and influence have a way of directing our lives. The problem is we have a way of looking at other direction and maybe following it rather than the right direction. So how do you keep that Spirit healthy in your life? Some practical applications on that. Good program last week. We want to thank those folks who called in and joined us. What about this week, sir?
Well, our question this morning, Rick, is how can we show our thanks? And our theme text is found in Psalms 116, verse 12. What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us?
Oh, right. That's my cue. And, Jonathan, today is a special day. First of all, it is Father's Day, and, gentlemen, happy Father's Day to both of you.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And it's a day that we set aside to honor the role fathers have played in our lives. And, you know, in this environment here in America in 2008, the role of fathers seems to be continually beset with the idea with ideas of irrelevancy. And as I see it, that's a symptom of a God-minimizing approach to families. However, we're not discussing that today. No, today we are celebrating an amazing opportunity that Jonathan and myself and our crew here have had in bringing Christian Questions to you on a weekly basis. For today marks this program's 10th year anniversary.
Woohoo!
10 years. I can't even fathom that. So, folks, stay with us with this morning as we look back at how we got started, where we've been, what's happened, and most of all, how we've been blessed by God. How can we show our thanks? Well, not quite sure, but we're going to try. So, Jonathan, that's what it's about this morning. It's a big walk down memory lane.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, part of memory lane, we'll have to give you the disclaimer now, is somewhat embarrassing.
And humbling.
Yes, but that's okay. We're willing to go down that route because it's been a great, great, great privilege and opportunity, as we were discussing before the program started. So, Jonathan, first let's get started off on a scriptural basis, though. We want to look at this scripture, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" And also, as we read that scripture from here on out, let's change the words just for our purposes this morning and say, what shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us? We're expanding that because this is an us thing of seeking to be thankful this morning for the opportunities we've had. So let's read the context of that scripture first.
All right. Again, that's Psalms 116, verses 12 through 15. What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us? We will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We will pay our vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
So, Jonathan, there's a few verses surrounding that that particular verse about rendering thanks. And the first one is, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? That's our theme text. And then it talks about taking the cup of salvation, paying our vows to the Lord, and then precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So let's look at the rendering unto God for all of his benefits toward us. Let's go down to Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. And just what this is a great psalm because it lists out benefits that God has given.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who renders your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who revere him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who revere him. For he knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
Jonathan, again, this is a tremendous list of opportunities and benefits that the Lord gives us. Renewing your youth like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger. He abounds in steadfast love. He will not accuse. He will not keep his anger forever. In other words, he has a plan. He doesn't deal with us according to our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. What a great scripture. What a great visual that one is.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how we were made. He remembers that we're dust. In other words, he understands our limitations, and he's merciful. We have these tremendous benefits that God has given to us, and it's a wonderful experience to have those. Now, with that as a backdrop, let's get started down this memory lane thing, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Now, first of all, Jonathan, June 12th, 1998, was the very first radio program that we did.
Yes, and it was on WSUB, the AM station.
Right, and it was a one-hour program from 9 to 10 on Friday mornings. Okay, now we're going to get into some more of the details, especially at the top of the second hour, because hopefully we're going to be hearing from Sean, who was with us right at the beginning. He'll be calling in. He lives in Chicago now. But, Jonathan, that was a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience.
To say the least.
What was your radio experience before that?
Nilch.
Nilch. Is that a word?
Zero. Nada.
Yeah, and actually, I'd never even been in the studio before that morning, so it was quite an interesting thing. So we're going to play you just the first, and we're only playing a minute, just the first minute of that.
Did we talk at all during that minute?
Well, the first minute of talking. How's that?
Okay.
All right, Fred, let's do that. The very first minute of Christian Questions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rick, and you're listening to Christian Questions. This is a brand new radio program, and I'm here with my buddy Jonathan and my other buddy Sean, who's behind the board, and we're here to encourage people to read the Bible. Jonathan, our show is brand new. As a matter of fact, I'm scared to death sitting here behind a microphone on the radio.
I know what you mean.
And I think we ought to start out by, first of all, thanking people for listening to us and giving you a little bit of a background on who we are and what we're about and how we ended up here on the radio.
The thing I'm excited about is to hear the lessons that people have learned through the Bible and through their own experiences so we can all share and grow together.
You know, and that's part of the fun of this is we're kind of in a unique position where we can listen to the experiences of a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life, a lot of different...
And that's it. We needed to cut it off there.
I'm glad you did.
It's called damage control. But I'll tell you, I remember just getting on and starting and having this wave of overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just one of those experiences where you say, okay, here you are, but you never know what it's going to go like until you actually start doing it. And I don't know if you noticed in that clip there, Jonathan, I asked you a specific question, and you completely ignored me.
Yes, I did. And I nodded a lot.
You did nod.
But the listeners couldn't hear me.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, during that first program, one of the things I said to him on the air says, Jonathan, they can't hear you nod. Oh, yeah, that was interesting. But, Jonathan, it was an interesting step to take to do the program and to get started and to walk in here. And thanks to the people here at the studio who, mm-hmm. who really, really coddled us and helped us to figure this thing out. It was quite an experience to begin. We do have a call that's been on the line. Let's take that right now.
Welcome to Christian Questions. This is Jonathan and Rick. Who are we speaking with?
It's your worst memory.
Good morning, Randall.
Congratulations, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And
thank you. And you guys have brought so much joy and inspiration to my life, you know, because as you know, I'm Catholic. And, you know, you just bring, you know, different viewpoints and spirituality, and you really make my Sunday morning.
Well, good.
So I know you're probably hoping I'd get a hobby for Sunday morning.
No,
anyhow, not at all.
About giving thanks, the best way to give thanks to God is to do something for somebody else.
Right.
I mean, and I know I sort of come back to that theme over and over, and I apologize for repeating myself, but the reason I do it is because it's true. It's the Good Samaritan. It's Jesus wants us to reach out. And this psalm, by the way, you know, I use the Catholic Bible, so sometimes, you know, I have to follow carefully. This psalm is a beautiful verse.
Yes.
And I thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, Randall.
Later, Gator.
And you know, one of the things, Jonathan, one of the byproducts of doing a program like this has been exactly that, having the opportunity to get to know in a very unusual way people that you would have never known before.
That's right.
And so that's one of the great, great, great benefits of sitting here on a weekly basis for all of these years. We've gone through and gotten to know so many people from so many different standpoints, from so many backgrounds, and just had a common ground, not necessarily a common ground of agreement, but a common ground where we can just discuss things and put them on the table. And just before the next scripture, Jonathan, one little thing that when we got started with all of this, one of the things we decided we wanted to really attempt to do was to do a talk program where we would actually let the listeners, when they called in, talk.
Mm-hmm.
And to try not to cut them off. Now, I'm not saying we're perfect, especially me here, but to try to let them finish their thought and get it out on the table. And when we disagree, to do it with respect instead of trying to beat other people down. And that's very contrary to what you normally hear in the talk environment. But I think it's been real beneficial because it promotes an atmosphere of being able to hear from our standpoint, and hopefully from yours as well. So just a thought on that. Let's go back to a couple of scriptures here to round out this. Oh, boy, we got to, quick, one scripture, then we're going to do the break.
1 John 3:1-2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
So one of the benefits that we have, Jonathan, is being called the sons of God now. And the question we have to ask is, what do we render to the Lord for his benefits toward us?
This is Jonathan and Rick with Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Grab your Bibles. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning, how can we show our thanks? To be a part of our program, call 860-442-9956. That's 442-WXLM.
And Jonathan, this morning we are taking a walk down memory lane as we look back over 10 years. Count them.
Wow.
10 years of Christian Questions on the radio. And as we mentioned before, we started in June 12, 1998 with a one-hour broadcast on WSUB, sister station over here in this building. And completely raw in terms of having a sense of radio and understanding what to do and how to do it. Just knowing we sort of had an idea in our minds that we wanted to get across to the public. And
the good news.
And that's what it really was. It was about the good news and giving people a chance to hear something. And hopefully, once they were finished with the hour, they felt better than when they started. That was part of the objective of getting started. And that's why, as we mentioned in the first hour, having the sense of calling, letting callers actually talk. One of the other things, though, Jonathan, that was important is not taking ourselves too seriously.
Oh, that's good.
Well, and that was, again, something that we had talked about, because the idea is you want to be something that people can sort of get along with. So let me give you this small quote from Milton Berle. It says, laughter is an instant vacation. And that's why, you know, hopefully we try to keep it light sometimes, because you need to be able to laugh, and especially laugh at yourself.
Yes.
And after we play this next clip, we're going to be laughing at ourselves a lot. This is from our 93rd program, so that's our second year into broadcasting. Go ahead.
Good morning. Listen to this. If a dog were your teacher, you'd learn stuff like,
when loved ones come from home, always run to greet them.
Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride.
Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy.
Let others know when they've invaded your territory.
Take naps and stretch before rising.
Run, romp, and play daily. I like that one.
Thrive on attention and let people touch you.
Avoid biting when a simple growl will do.
On warm days, stop to lie on your back on the grass.
On hot days, drink lots of water and lay under a shady tree.
When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body.
No matter how often you're scolded, don't buy into the guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends.
Delight in the simple joy of a long walk.
Eat with gusto and enthusiasm. Stop when you've had enough.
Be loyal.
Never pretend to be something you're not.
If what you want lies buried, dig until you find it.
And when someone is having a bad day, be silent, sit close by, and nuzzle them gently. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Christian Questions Talk Radio with a Purpose with Jonathan and Rick. The objective of our program...
Yeah, I had to get the bark in there.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the things, Jonathan, I was just telling you during the break, that I was listening to a lot of pieces of old programs, and this is an exciting thing to do, first of all. And second, I'm an excitable person.
Oh, yeah.
So you put those two together, and all of a sudden I start talking like Alvin and Chipmunks. And it just, and I could see, I mean, it's there's definitely an adrenaline rush that's attached to this. And you can just see sort of how it comes out differently in different individuals. So that was what we call the dog intro. But again, just looking at things and being able to smile about life, because, hey, God has a plan, and there's goodness to life. Scriptures.
1 Corinthians 4:7. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift?
And I think that's real appropriate for this program here, isn't it?
It is.
Because, you know, we certainly cannot sit here and say, boy, did we do a good job. Because what we have been given is just that. It's something we've been given.
By God's grace.
And you can't take what you've been given and say, wow, I'm so good, because it's something that you've been given. Now, we've been given something to work with and have attempted to do that. But you just have to keep it in perspective. Otherwise, everything ends up all backwards. Jonathan, in our theme scripture, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? One more scripture on that, then we'll go to another cut from early days.
Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So, again, one of the things, what do we render to the Lord for his benefits toward us, is we give our lives to do the will of God through Jesus. That's one of the things, and that is a very, we're getting the better end of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a simple action, and it costs you your life, it costs you your will, but yet the benefits you gain from that are unspeakable. They're so big. There's such magnanimity.
There's no comparison.
Yes, on the part of God there. So, Jonathan, let's go back again to the early days, so to speak, and let's look at some intros, some topics that we've discussed, and even some calls that came in. And again, we're going to apologize ahead of time. We can't give a clip of everybody who's ever been on, but we're just going to drop in on different programs, sort of rapid fire here.
Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning, am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, you are.
Our subject this morning, what does Jesus' resurrection mean? Our subject this morning, was Jesus God on earth?
Our subject this morning, does God have an exit strategy?
Our subject this morning, is marriage obsolete? Our subject this morning, what do we need to know about angels?
Our subject this morning, what was Jesus' family like?
Oh, I think we have a caller. Welcome to Christian Questions. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, guys. This is Pastor Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
You guys are kind of upsetting me this morning, I got to tell you. You're inventing some new doctrines here that I'd never heard of before. And I want to exhort you to go back and do some more homework on all of this, because we get into trouble when we start leaning to our own understanding too much.
So Don, from your perspective, why would God give a gift like that and then take it away?
Because, like as we said, it served a purpose. There was a time that it was needed. Because the gospel, the apostles themselves, as mentioned, weren't learned men. And in order to communicate that gospel, which was not a written word, they had to be able to communicate in a way that people could understand this gospel. So they had to be able to speak to people in a way that they could understand in their own language.
Absolutely.
So, Jonathan, what that does is that gives you a sense of some of the subjects that we've discussed, and a couple of calls from the early days.
Yes.
And obviously there were those that thought we weren't doing such a good job, and there were those that thought, hey, not so bad. But that's part of the culture. You know, one of the things we talked about early on in the planning stages, and as a matter of fact, we had essentially 2 weeks to plan this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember? And again, we'll get into more of those details once Sean calls in. But one of the things we talked about was creating an environment where you can – it's like sitting in the living room having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted to project by this program. So people would feel comfortable, just kind of – it's like we're hanging out and we're talking. And because you're not beating on anybody, nor do you want anybody beating on you. And if you work on the basis of mutual respect, you're hanging out in the living room, it's a friendly conversation, and you can get a whole lot further with a friendly conversation than you can with an unfriendly one. One scripture.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
And see, one of the ways to glorify God in this environment is to give us the opportunity to, as you mentioned before, share the good news, share the gospel, and give people hope. That's really one of the things that we wanted to be able to do here. Now, Jonathan, over 10 years of time, we're not always going to be there, both you and I.
No, we're not.
So we often had other people sitting in as co-hosts.
A lot of help.
And that's right. And, you know, and there's an awful lot of behind-the-scenes help. You know, aside from Fred here, who's behind the scenes, but on the scene, but behind the scenes, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You know, there's many, many others who just chip in so many different ways between the website and the questions we get and all this stuff. It's unbelievable. But this next clip, Jonathan, is sort of highlighting some of the people that have helped us with the program from the standpoint of being a host.
On Listening, William Boltker once said, "What a different world this would be if people would listen to those who know more and not merely try to get something from those who have more." Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Christian Questions Talk Radio with a Purpose with Jonathan and Rick. Sitting in for Jonathan are my lovely daughters, Emily and Amy. And Emily, what is the main question for today?
Why don't you ever listen to me?
Huh?
Thank you. Sean?
Did you say something? Are you talking to me?
I think I'm going to leave now.
And isn't that what the lack of listening does? It makes people want to go their own way rather than come together. The idea this morning, folks, is we are talking about the fine art of listening and the fine art of communication.
Welcome back to Christian Questions, and today we're going through the account of the resurrection of Jesus.
Today's question is being a Christian a heavy burden? And wait till you hear the answer it's about to give. It's so exciting! It's life-changing! Blows my mind!
Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning is, how does the Bible describe a kingdom on earth?
And so, Jonathan, that gives you an idea.
We could be talking about a topic that I actually, believe it or not, discussed with my daughters ahead of time and decided this might be a good subject for some young ladies to be involved in. So, Amy, what is the question at hand for this morning?
What makes a virtuous woman?
And what is the theme scripture? The one right under the question.
Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies?
This morning, we're going to take a biblical look at the differences, and yes, we will even applaud them. Specifically, we'll focus on the values and virtues of womanhood, and we'll do this by discussing the subject with two experts, my daughters, Emily and Amy, 19 and 16 years of age. One is a freshman in college, the other a junior in high school, so folks, stay with us. This ought to be good.
So, yeah, now I can talk. and again, that gives you a sense of some of the folks that have helped us out in the co-hosting area. And you know, like Vicky, for instance, has been here many times.
Yes.
Most recently, Robin was in when I was out. You know, it just sort of adds to the flavor of just wanting to present something. And it's good to have other voices just showing up, and we'll be highlighting guests a little bit later on. One more scripture, Jonathan, before we go into the break.
Hebrews 12:1-3. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your own minds.
So again, when we ask that question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? That scripture gives us an idea of looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and running the race that is set before us. It's an amazing opportunity, and it's an amazing thing to do. And folks, we've had an amazing privilege to bring this to you week after week after week.
This is Jonathan and Rick with Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning, how can we show our thanks? To be a part of our program, call 860-442-9956. That's 442-WXLM.
And Jonathan, we're going to proceed a little bit further here. You know, one of the things we've dealt with is just is going through the things where there aren't everybody doesn't agree. And just read this quick scripture here before we do this.
2 Timothy 2:15-16. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
And that's one of our objectives, is to rightly divide the word of truth. And of course, you have a lot of people seeing it from a lot of different perspectives, and that has happened for 10 years. Let's listen, about three minutes here.
Is death the beginning or the end? Subject this morning, what does it mean to be free? Our subject this morning, are you a good Samaritan? Our subject this morning, what is God's glory made of? Our subject this morning, do you know what I mean? Our subject this morning, does God exist?
14:15, if a man dies, shall he live again? He's asking that question. And again, we mentioned that scripture in the first hour. The concept behind that scripture is you can't live again unless you stop living.
That's a good point.
I think what's even more significant than that is that they talk about it in terms of being able to sense things. You're not going to be able to sense the change in the seasons. You're not going to be able to sense the difference between light and day anymore. You're not going to know. So it even goes beyond just your physical body not functioning anymore. It has to do with you being able to perceive what's happening around you. And I would think that as if you continued on to exist in some form or fashion, you would have a perception of what's going on around you. But the Bible doesn't speak of it that way.
I'm surprised to hear you turn to the book of Exodus for instruction from God. I haven't yet met the Christian who cares for God's instruction in Exodus that we're not to permit witches to live. How do you know which God's rule to obey and which one to ignore?
I'm just curious if I understood you right. Did you just say Jesus is not God?
Yeah, that's right.
One little tiny part. Isn't there something to be said for there's intelligence behind that? Forget God, because this is science.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, look at the planets. Look at the beautiful constellations and the cosmos. Like, you have this level of organization. Like, I think maybe life is just another fundamental level on the way things are organized, the way molecules and atoms will organize themselves into groups.
Right, but doesn't organization imply design?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm an agnostic. I don't know what happened. I'm just saying I apply science to everything that I know.
Well, another part of human history is wars based on religion. And if we are repulsed by war, maybe we should simply, and I think there's wisdom here, reject history as wars based on religion.
In a lot of cases, war based on religion has been absolutely hideously misdirected. And I couldn't agree with you more on that.
To harmonize with the 5 points you just made, one of my favorite sayings is, quote, do not place a period where God puts a comma, for God is still speaking. So, you know, there's a lot more to understanding God and why he allows things to happen. It's a lifetime challenge. The answers are there, and I think you have quite a few of them there. God bless. Thanks for sharing.
And Jonathan, that gives you just a smattering, a little bit of a flavor of some of the things that have happened over these 10 years of, again, going through. And the object of the program is to dig into the Bible, is to open up the book and to study the book and to give perspectives on the book and to hear different perspectives and then to compare them and to have a discussion amongst adults. Not an argument, but a discussion amongst adults where it's okay. If we disagree, but let's put it on the table. That's been one of the objectives here every single week as we do this program. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit difficult, but overall it's an awful lot of fun, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy 3:12-17.
And actually just read 16 and 17 because our time is fleeting here in this segment.
All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work.
All right. And so, Jonathan, again, the idea. We believe that all Scripture is inspired by God. One of the original objectives was to put that out there and use that as a basis for our discussions. Now, obviously, by listening to those clips, everybody doesn't believe that. And that's okay. And that's the beauty of this kind of a format is let us hear what you think. Let us hear why, and then we'll talk about it. And it has proven to be add an awful lot to be able to be just open enough to listen. And, you know, we're on talk radio, and talk radio implies
talking.
But the other part is learning to listen as well as talking. So let's diverge a little bit because we want to go a little further here. Another quote, I don't know who said it, but it says, "The secret of genius is to carry the spirit of the child into old age." And I think that there's some great, great wisdom in that. Jesus said in Mark 10:13-16, just read the highlighted part.
"Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs."
And I'm pushing through this because I want to play one more clip. I want to make sure we get the entire thing in before the end of the hour. Somebody was on the line before, and once this clip is over, if you want to call back, please certainly do that. So, Jonathan, this clip we're going to call the lighter side. It's going to give you a little bit, you know, we got into some of the heavy stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting to a little bit of the lighter stuff here. Go ahead, Fred.
Great.
Hey, listen to this. People, like males, lose their effectiveness when they lose direction and begin to bend. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Jonathan, the king of the one-word answer. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Christian Questions Talk Radio with a Purpose with Jonathan and Rick.
Subject this morning, should we fear witchcraft? Our subject this morning, what voices do you listen to? Our subject this morning, did God promise a kingdom on earth? Subject this morning, is thanks worth giving? Our subject this morning, are the human soul and spirit the same? Our subject this morning, how do you change the world?
Fred, there was one more clip, and it just might be nice to play that. That was my parents when they were on the radio with us 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about their one running argument. This is the only argument I have ever heard them have.
And they did it on air?
Yeah, well, so Fred, whenever you're ready, I decided to settle it on the air. So,
but I just want to settle right now, okay? I've been holding this to the end. My parents told me that they do have an argument that has been a running argument for the past 45 years. So I want to settle it on the air once and for all. What is this thing that you have argued about for your entire married life?
Well, Rick, the argument has been as to who brings the most into this marriage. And it's my contention that Anna Mae does, my wife.
That's not true.
Oh, but it is. You do a lot more than I do. And, you know, actually, this hasn't been a controversy. This has been a love match.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And we just keep going back and forth, and we can't seem to get to the conclusion. But I love her very, very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, too, very, very much. And I have to say that because of your spirituality and your maturity, I really do feel that you bring more into the marriage than I do.
Well, see, Mom gets the last word. I don't know how she does
that. All right, Fred.
Good morning. 'Twill be the night before Y2K New Year's when all through the nation, people will be panicking. Is the world ending? Stay tuned to this station and you'll find out. Good morning, this is Jonathan and Rick, and you are listening to Christian Questions on 980 WSUB.
Good morning, Levi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. Why are you here this morning?
To answer questions about my mom.
To answer questions about your mom? How old are you, buddy?
I'm six.
You're six? Okay. What makes your mom special to you?
She cuddles with me when I'm sad.
Oh. Does that help you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Good. How does your mom show love to your family?
She prepares her meals.
She does? Are they good? Yeah, I bet they are. What do you admire most about your mom?
How she can read big books.
How she can read big books? You want to read big books someday? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How can you show your mom how much you love her, not only on Mother's Day, but throughout the whole year?
By being a first-time boy.
Oh, what's a first-time boy?
Doing what my mother tells me the first time she asks.
Oh, I bet you that makes her happy. Think so? Yeah?
And Jonathan, that's my all-time favorite soundbite from Christian Questions.
Me too.
Little Levi.
First time boy.
Telling us like it is. Little Levi, way to go. And that was a number of years ago. He's a lot older than six now.
Oh, yes.
But Jonathan, so that's a look at the lighter side. Some of the things that have happened that we've looked into, and again, one of the ideas is to not to take yourself so seriously that you can't laugh a little bit, and just look at yourself. And when you're doing live radio, mistakes are permanent.
Oh yeah,
and they go out, and then they're there. They're done. It's you know, the stuff is on the internet, so who knows where it goes. And it's a humbling experience in some ways. But again, if you can learn to laugh at yourself throughout your experiences, it makes it so much easier to deal with such things. Fred, how much time do we have before the end of this hour?
2 minutes.
About 2 minutes. Okay. Jonathan, one more scripture here.
Colossians 3:10 through 16, but I'll just read the bold section.
Mm-hmm.
15 on. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God.
And another aspect of this program, and Jonathan, you say it every Sunday morning, to bring praise, honor, and glory to God our Father and to Jesus our Lord. And that's really what this is about. It's the opportunity and the privilege to bring praise, honor, and glory by talking about the Word of God, by attempting to put it into perspective, by studying through it, by working through the disagreements, and then by laughter and by some lightheartedness, because, you know, God's plan is it's a great, they lived happily ever after. I mean, that's how it ends. And we just haven't gotten to the end yet. And if you can see that, and you have the opportunity to portray that to other people, boy, are you blessed. And Jonathan, that's where we are, and that's what we are. We are blessed. We're here. And just another quick moment here on some of the history. We mentioned we started June 12, 1998 with WSUB, a one-hour program. What was the next change?
On May 3rd, 2000, our first two-hour broadcast on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m.
So we did 99 programs, one-hour programs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 100th program, we had the opportunity to change days to get an extra hour. And it really proved to be beneficial.
Yes.
Because what was happening with the one-hour programs is we kept continuing from 1 week to the next.
Because we didn't have enough time to
finish
a subject.
Right. And it worked out. Just happened to walk into the station manager's office one day because you and I were discussing, you know, boy, it would be really great to have 2 hours. And I was leaving, and he happened to be in his office, and he never was. And I just stopped in to say hello, and he was willing to talk, and we just went back and forth, and we asked him, you know, what about the idea of 2 hours? And he said, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because we just happen to have a two-hour slot on Wednesday mornings. It would have to be Wednesdays from 9 to 11. So that's how that transition happened. And you say, boy, did you get lucky? And I say, no, we didn't. And really, that's what this program is about this morning, folks, is we're looking back over 10 years of being able to talk to you about the Word of God, and none of this has been luck. None of this has been talent either. This has all been the blessing and providence of God Almighty through Jesus, giving us the opportunity to talk to you about things that are of great significance in our lives and hopefully making you happy in the process. We will be back in the second hour to continue this reminiscence. For Jonathan and Rick, this is Christian Questions. How can we show our thanks? We'll be back shortly, but until then, think about it. Norman Vincent Peale once said, "Throw your heart over the fence, and the rest will follow." Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Christian Questions Talk Radio with a Purpose with Jonathan and Rick. The objective of our program is to discuss with you, our listeners, thought-provoking and meaningful topics based on the Bible. It's a call-in format. We're caller-friendly, and we'd love to hear from you. And, Jonathan, what are we talking about? Happy birthday to us.
Our 10th year anniversary on air. Our question is, how can we show our thanks? And our theme text is in Psalms 116, verse 12. What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us?
And, Jonathan, as we're going through this program this morning, we're playing clips from old programs and just giving you an idea of the places we've been and the opportunities that we've had in 10 years of doing this. Let's talk about how did this thing get started right from the beginning? What happened? Where did it come from?
Well, our buddy Sean that was behind the board in our early days, which is now living in Chicago, invited his brother-in-law over for, I guess, a week or whatever, weekend visiting here in Connecticut. And I met Peter, and Peter from Chicago was telling me about this idea that he had about talk radio and sharing the good news. And I'm listening to him, and he just had this calm, powerful way of presenting. Wouldn't this be great? And I'm like, wow, what a great idea. So I got all excited about it, and I'm sure he and Sean talked about this even well before he shared it with me, but I was so excited I called you up and said, Rick, what about this idea? Wouldn't this be cool? Wouldn't this be great? And what was your response?
Thanks for that build-up there, pal. My response was, and this is almost verbatim, Jonathan, that is a great idea, but who's got the time to do that? I said, yeah, who's got the time to do that? We don't know anything about radio. And right away, my response was, you know, nice idea. Keep thinking. You're doing good. They're sort of like pat you on the head, send you on your way.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the roles were reversed there. You were the one who was like, wah, bah, 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 and I'm going, easy, easy, easy. And just was one of those things that just, it sounded good, but it was so far out of my own thinking that I didn't even attempt to look at it. Now, meanwhile, I was really struggling with using what God had given me in God's service, and knew I hadn't been doing that. God has given me the ability to communicate, and I knew that. And so I was asking, how do I do this? How do I do this? And then this came along a number of months later. We'll get to that. First of all, let's take this call.
Welcome to Christian Questions. This is Jonathan and Rick. Who are we speaking with?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey!
There he is. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have you been able to listen thus far?
Yeah, I've been on the computer.
Okay, good. So you know where we've been and what we've talked about.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're the original behind-the-board guy. You were one of the three, well, whatever you call them, at the very beginning.
Amigos comes to mind.
Yeah, that's good.
That's real good.
That's better than Stooges, okay. So, Sean, just give us some of your thoughts and your impressions about 10 years, about some of the things that happened early on. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting listening to some of the old clips, and during the break, right before during the second break, right before you played one of my favorite clips too, and that's the not just the interview only with Levi, but the annual interview with the kids we did there for a while on both Mother's Day and Father's Day. And it's quite an experience. It's quite a privilege. It's been a blast to watch what has unfolded.
Yeah.
And I know I get kind of choked up about it.
Yeah, well, I understand. Believe me, I understand, because you know, in preparing for this and going back through all of these old programs and looking for things, you think, man, 10 years. I mean, that's 508 broadcasts. That's over 900 hours of
with no airtime. Experience in the beginning.
Right, and Sean, you went into the studio having never done anything in a radio station before, right?
Yeah, with a crash course that morning on how to operate the equipment.
Yeah. So he's brand new, green behind the board. We're sweating bullets and sitting in front of the microphones. It was, man, what are we doing here? But somehow, by God's grace, we got through those early days, and now it's become part of life, is what's happened here. But well, Sean, listen, can you stay on with us for a while, or?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, because here's what we want to do. We want to get through some other clips, and maybe we can get your input on them as well as we continue to tell the story of how this all started. So, Fred, let's go to this one, because I want to make sure we get it in this segment. One of the things we've had the opportunity to do, Jonathan, is to be able to talk to whoever would listen in terms of where there's tragedies happening and difficulties and trials through 9/11, through Columbine, through all of these difficult things. We were able to attempt to put it in perspective. So here's some things, along with subject matters and so forth, along those lines.
Our subject this morning, should Christians be speaking in tongues?
Our subject this morning, was Chicken Little right about the sky falling?
So that scripture talked about a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And Jonathan, when we look at it, September 11th, 2001, is a day that will live in the minds of this world for generations. On that day, less than 1 week ago, the world changed as we were all eyewitnesses to one of the most horrifying terrorist attacks on innocent people in modern history. Thousands upon thousands of human beings had their lives wrenched away as terrorist acts of a few altered the course of many. In the wake of this horrific destruction, the resounding question that rings in the ears of millions is this: why? Why does God permit such evil, such destruction, and suffering upon the innocent?
And I think that look, if we're to look for a view of God that harmonizes the evidence in front of us, it is possible, more strongly likely, that God is evil. Because a God who would sit back and laugh at man persecuting other fellow men is certainly in harmony with a God that would have the ability to prevent an earthquake in Pakistan, but withhold that prevention, let the earthquake take place, kill thousands of people and leave thousands of others shivering in the cold, while man, puny man, does the best that he can through the Red Crescent, through the Red Cross, through America Cares, to bring shelter to the suffering that God could have prevented, this all-powerful, all-loving God that's taught to us by the rabbis, imams, priests, ministers, and ayatollahs.
Let's get one thing straight here.
Okay.
The greatest truth known to man is the existence of a supreme, intelligent creator, also known as Jehovah God. There's no confusion in him. He is light. The Apostle John styles him as light, in whom there is no darkness, no confusion, no error.
Why doesn't God protect children and the innocent? Well, here's the answer. Okay, we're going to attempt to give you a straightforward answer. God's plan is not a straight line. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but does not go directly from point A, which, as you mentioned, was the creation of Adam.
Yes.
On the earth in a perfect earthly environment,
yep.
To point B, which is the establishment of the eternal kingdom of God on the very same earth where he started the history of the human race. So his plan is more like, and we're going to use the analogy of the Mississippi River.
Okay.
It's winding, it changes directions, yet it ever moves towards its destination. So why are we talking about the river? Because God's plan looks like that river. You know, it's funny, the river runs almost directly from north to south.
It does, if you draw the straight line from beginning to end.
All right, now you're looking at a map,
yes,
of the river.
Yes.
Tell me what you see.
I see very little evidence that it's going south. It's going sideways. It's going backwards, mm-hmm, at times, going north. It does not look like it's heading south. Maybe 2-3 times at the most can you see the river actually looking like it's going in the right direction.
Yet it ends up where it's supposed to end up.
Yes.
See, now, I think that God's plan fits into that analogy beautifully, because here we are, one small part of that river, and it may be going east or west. And we're saying, well, weren't we supposed to be going south? And you look at that and say, well, how is it that we're going to get to where we're going? We're supposed to be going south, and we're heading northwest right now. Tell me the answer to that. And when you look at the river, that's a very real problem, unless you can back away from the river.
See the big picture.
And see the big picture and say, okay, it starts there, it ends there. And boy, it takes a long time to get there.
Yes, it does.
And it winds around this way and that way and apparently is going the wrong way most of the time.
If you're in the boat, that's what it looks like.
Right. You're going the wrong way most of the time. And to me, that is so important. It's most of the time that you're heading the wrong direction. And yet, the river gets to where it's supposed.
And so, Jonathan and now Sean, that's just giving a sense of trying to deal with some of the difficulties that have happened amongst our society, amongst the world. It's very, very difficult to look at those things. But we got a second call. Let's take that other – can you get that other call on there, Fred? Yes, yeah. We'll leave Sean there.
Welcome to Christian Questions. This is Jonathan, Rick, and Sean.
Who are we speaking good with? Morning, this is Julius.
Good morning.
Good morning, Julius.
Oh, goodness, congratulations.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
10 years, and also happy Father's Day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
you,
you
too.
I've been with you right from the beginning.
Yes,
and,
you have.
Two reasons, a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm always learning something from your investigation of the scriptures. Number two, and most importantly, you honor God with your broadcast and every Sunday morning. And I, very strong for that, honoring my God, my only Father, the giver and the sustainer of life. Here's an interesting, I'll make it very brief because you have a lot to cover. Here's an interesting coincidence. Last night on the radio, I heard, I don't know if this man is from Chicago or the Midwest somewhere, he changed his name, whatever his name is, they didn't say, to In God We Trust.
Oh, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
I was fascinated. Now, here's the catch. He changed his name to that because he appreciates what God has done for him. And that's what you're saying this morning. What could we ever render unto God for what he has done for us? Oh, praise his name. Thanks for honoring God every Sunday morning. God bless.
Thank you, Julius, for doing the same.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You know, and he's right. Julius has been with us right from the beginning. Jonathan, and one other quick story here before the break. And that is, you know, when you do a radio program, you should have a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had 2 weeks from the day that the station manager told us, hey, it sounds like you guys are on a mission, you know, we'll give you 2 weeks to get started, to actually getting started. And so once we sort of figured it out, we had the meeting at your house, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sean, you were there, you and your wife, and Jonathan, you and your wife, and me and my wife were all there kind of like shaking nervously.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
One of the fastest 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah, really. And we needed this song. So I called my sister, Joy. And she lives out in Montana, and I said, look, here's what's happening. We have this opportunity to do this radio program. We need a theme song. It can only be a minute long. Here are the kinds of things. Here's the principles we want to work with, and we need an intro. We need an outro. It needs to be 30 seconds, blah, 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 blah. I said, just do the best you can, because there's less than 2 weeks now, and she's on the other side of the country. She calls me the next day and says, listen to this. And she plays exactly what you hear on the radio right now. Nothing changed. It was perfect right from the start. So she gets it out here, and then we have to have somebody to sing it. Well, just so happens that Lorene is somebody who we know who has an angelic voice.
Yes.
And so she comes into the studio, she records it to the music, and there it is. And Fred, let's go into the break at this point and hear that music. Folks, we're talking about 10 years of blessings by God's grace.
This is Jonathan and Rick with Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Grab your Bibles. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning, how can we show our thanks? To be a part of our program, call 860-442-9956. That's 442-WXLM.
And Jonathan, as we proceed, we are going through this program. We're telling the story of 10 years of Christian Questions Radio. We have Sean, our original guy behind the board, on the phone with us. You still there, Sean? Yes, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We just didn't have your volume up there. So, Jonathan, let's continue as we give thanks here for this amazing privilege and opportunity. Micah 6:6-8.
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
And I think that sums up what we're after here, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. And Sean, during the break you were mentioning the program is as old as one of your children?
Yeah, my middle son, Caleb. He was born a month after we started.
Sheesh.
Oh, wow.
So life, that's a good measurement of how life has changed, what has happened. You know, you've got this child that wasn't even born yet. Now he's 10 years old, or almost 10.
Almost 10.
Just as a result here. It's a hard thing to get your arms around because, you know, when you're in the studio, it always looks the same. But, well, actually, it hasn't always been the same because we've had a lot of developments happening, haven't we, Jonathan?
We sure have. And we moved from September, from May 3rd, 2000 to September 3rd, 2000. We did our first broadcast Sunday mornings from 6 to 8 due to WSUB changing from their format of all sports.
Right, so they changed to an all sports format.
Yep.
And so we went to Sunday mornings, so we still stayed on the air. Now we were on an all sports program
very early
station.
In the morning.
Yeah, very early. That was a new experience for all of us.
Yes.
Getting up that early. And then at some point they changed, SUB changed back to News Talk and Sports. I don't remember the date on that. And then they went and changed July 3rd, 2005. What was the change?
It was changed from WSUB AM to 102.3 WXLM FM.
And that's because WSUB changed their format to All Spanish.
All Spanish,
which
that's
is,
right.
Continues today. So here we are on WXLM, which then changed to 104.7 March 16th, 2008.
Yes.
So the interesting thing is you have all of these changes, and we've just been able to ride through all of them. And we are actually the longest-running local talk show in this studio.
Yes.
Which, again, you
That's
look
me.
At that, you scratch your head and say, wait a minute, how is that possible? Well,
yes.
It is. It's real. Let's play some clips. One of the things, Jonathan, that we've had going on here is often we've had the opportunity to have other people on with us.
Yes.
And they have contributed mightily to the quality of what we've talked about here. So again, we're going to just play you a few short clips from a number of different guests that we've had, not all of them, but a number of them.
Should you believe in ghosts?
Uh-oh. And for this topic, we do have our guest, Rick Cunningham, which we'll be getting to in 1 second.
See, people are trying to gain control in their lives, and I think that's the leading draw which lowers people's guards against these influences that are blatantly condemned in the Word of God as being, in the long run, detrimental to a person.
Well, our question, Rick, is, did you ever wrestle with God?
With us this morning, folks, we have Tom Riggiarello as our guest in from Chicago for the weekend. So Jacob's been there, done that, and can teach us.
Very valuable.
Tom, in a few seconds.
Yes.
Best lessons from the life of Jacob.
Oh, what to wrestle for and what not to wrestle for. Don't wrestle for worldly success. Wrestle for the blessings of God.
Jonathan, it's crowded in here.
It sure is.
What's going on?
Well, we have 21 people in here from, we had a full week of Bible camp, and our subject was Joseph. So that's why we're talking about this question. So what kind of guy was Joseph?
And Joy, who is a prolific songwriter, and she wrote a song for the camp
song which we call the Ugly Cow Song.
And Jonathan, what is on tap this morning? We got something going here.
We sure do. Our question, Rick, is should we pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
Jonathan, we have with us Ken Rawson as our guest.
The scriptures in Isaiah 2 and in Micah 4 speaks of the law going forth from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the capital of the kingdom of God. Zion will be the church of Christ that then will be reigning with Christ in fulfillment of Revelation 20. They live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. And the Arabs and all the Gentile nations will be blessed through this kingdom arrangement that will emanate from Jerusalem.
Len Bryce is my co-host this morning. Good morning, Len.
Hey, morning, Rick.
And our question for this morning is how do Christian principles work in business, or as Len puts it, how not to be a Christian crook?
You know, you build your life around your job, you can build your life around your family, you can build your life around your religion even. But if that's what you're building your life around and suddenly that's gone, you're destroyed. What really counts is what you put inside of you. And that's the integrity we're talking about. And that's the principles that you have to take. No matter where you are and no matter what collapses around you, you stay the same because those principles are inside you.
Rick, our subject this morning is what kind of courage do you have?
And Jonathan, we have a studio full of people here this morning. Where are they all from? What are they doing? What are you all doing here?
They're all here from a Bible camp that we just came from yesterday. Well, Rick, our question this morning, is it intelligent design or evolution?
I have with us this morning Bob Gray.
God, who is capable of creating life, putting all these minute details together, putting together 3.2 billion DNA particles in the right order, making them work with the RNA and making them make the little processes and having these little motors spin inside each cell. Inside each cell, many motors actually functioning, which are prototypes of human motors that we build today in factories.
Good morning, Jonathan. I think that those of our listeners who haven't had their coffee yet this morning are wondering at the voice they're hearing. They're probably saying to themselves, doesn't sound like Rick this morning.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve.
Thanks. Thanks for filling in for Rick while he's away. David, our question this morning is, why is there so much symbolism in the Bible?
We have a river here representing truth, making glad the city of God. This is the church. It says the holy place of the tabernacle. Remember we said that's the church of God in the flesh. It says God is in the midst of her. We'll help her right early.
And Jonathan, that just gives you a sense of some of the places we've been, some of the kinds of subjects we've discussed, and some of the folks who've helped us out. And having guests here periodically has been one of the real thrills for me. It just gives us a sense of the bigness of the gospel and the bigness of the Bible, the bigness of prophecy, the bigness of how science fulfills and proves the Bible. It's unfathomable. I mean, we've been talking for 10 years on this program about things, and there's at least another 10 or 20 years worth of material to go over.
There you go.
So we're not going away yet by God's grace.
Hey, Sean, you got any thoughts?
Yeah,
I can envision some people going, yay, and other people going, oh, no.
Well, but that's the beauty of it all. And,
yes, it is.
And again, Jonathan, going back to that original time, when we sat down, you know, you and I went in and sat down with the station manager at
that's
WSUB
right.
10
yes.
years ago and laid out the idea mm-hmm. that we had talked about. And he just sat there just quietly looking at us, not saying anything. And finally, after this long, silent pause, after we said, okay, well, that's our idea. What do you think? He said, you know, it looks to me like you guys are on a mission. And then we discussed how to get on the air, and then he gave us 2 weeks to – he actually was only going to give us a week, but we talked him into two.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will never forget those words that he spoke. It sounds like you guys are on a mission, because we were, and we still are. And it was to bring hope to the average person in a way that it could be friendly. We could talk about the Bible in a friendly atmosphere and deal with disagreements and just give them the hope of the kingdom of God that we so thoroughly believe in. Well, as time went on and we ended up moving to WXLM, we needed to sit down with the new station manager.
That's right.
Now, this is a number of years later. So we went in and we sat down and we went over the idea, and it was almost like a deja vu all over again.
Yes.
You know, we're going over the idea, we're going over what we're there for and the kind of, and now we have some track record at least some experience, and going through what we hope to accomplish and all of that. And he sits there and he's looking quiet and pensive and he's thinking, and then there's this pause, and he says, and this is absolutely true, he says, you know, it looks like you guys are on a mission. And it was the exact same words, and I will never forget that, because for me, that was one of those things that God's overruling was saying, continue doing what you're doing, keep working at it. You're serving a purpose, and that's one of the reasons we call this talk radio with a purpose. So when you look at all of these things that have happened over time, it is an amazing thing. You know, as we develop each program, each outline, it's not something that you just, you know, pull off a shelf.
No.
Everyone is new. Everyone is different. Now, we repeat some subjects, and we always try to repeat subjects that we've talked about from a different perspective.
Yes.
So there's always that challenge. But that, again, is part of the beauty of this, is that it really provokes us to do the work and to study and to really, really, really – I'll tell you, I know my Bible so much better than I would have if I wasn't forced to be prepared every week. You know, and I'm kind of sad to have to say that, but that's true. Again, it's one of those great blessings. How can we show our thanks for such an opportunity? Fred, let's take this break a little bit early here so we can buy some time for the last segment. Folks, we're just sitting back this morning and reminiscing about 10 years of radio experience, God's blessing, and showing our thanks.
This is Jonathan and Rick with Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. How can we show our thanks? Stay with us. Welcome back to Christian Questions on News Talk 104.7 WXLM. Our subject this morning, how can we show our thanks? To be a part of our program, call 860-442-9956. That's 442-WXLM.
And Jonathan, we are, again, walking down memory lane here, just experiencing some of the past blessings that we have received. And you know what? We have been the greatest recipients in this whole matter.
That's for sure.
Hands down, you can try to argue the point. It's not negotiable. We have received far more than we've been able to put out because of the blessing of working together for something that is so much bigger than yourself. And we also have Sean on the phone with us still. Are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Just checking in. He was our original guy on the board. It was one of the three amigos, as he puts it, to get this thing started 10 years ago. Jonathan, quick scripture here.
1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed.
So one of the things we've had to deal with also is fiery trials and ordeals. Sean, you were going to say something. I'm sorry I cut you off there.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
You know, we were talking during the break, and listening this morning just reminds me of how much I missed the experience. And, you know, I think back, some of my favorite people that would call in would be Don and Peter and not necessarily the folks that always agreed with us, but lots of times the people that would bring a different viewpoint into the conversation, and it just always seemed to make the conversation that much richer for the divergence of viewpoints.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a valuable asset to be able to listen to that perspective. We want to get on to another clip here because time is fleeting. Jonathan, one of the things, as that scripture mentioned, is, and this is sort of an unexpected benefit of the blessing of the program, was sometimes people have trials and difficulties, and in a very, very small way, we sort of share in that.
Yes.
And that's been another tremendous
privilege
here. Let's listen.
And, Jonathan, this is a difficult question. When does life begin? What rights does a woman have over her body? Does anyone truly have the authority to take the life of an unborn? Is an unborn a child or merely a mass of cells? Is it a baby?
When a woman's expecting a baby and is going to deliver it, she's expecting a baby. She never says she's expecting a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
They have a baby shower for that woman. They don't have a fetus shower, an embryo shower for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it we, it's so awful we even have to change the name of what it is? I've seen tapes put out by Dr. Nathan, who was, you know, very strong proponent for Roe v. Wade, for abortion. He converted, and he made this tape showing a child actually pulling away in the womb from the suction tube from the abortionist. As his body was being pulled apart, then they reassemble the body, make sure they have all the pieces, and then they throw it into the trash. If that's not unholy, I don't know what is.
Our subject this morning, what makes a successful Christian? Our subject this morning, why does God permit suffering?
Hey guys, it's Randall. How you doing today?
Hi, okay. Randall.
Hi, I don't have any easy answers for this, but I just have a couple of comments because,
sure.
You know, this, you know, we live, as Father Castaldi says, we live in a mystery.
Okay? But I thank you because for what he said, I got a lot of answers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like that.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
So, whatever this... Now, for the last 2 days, I would actually go online and, like, listen to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you. After today, I've got some answers.
Good morning and welcome to Christian Questions. Who are we speaking with?
Good morning. This is Max. How are you today?
Doing well, Max. How are you?
Very good. I like to think of it as you equate life to building a house.
Okay.
And you can either follow the directions or not follow the directions.
Mm-hmm.
And... the yoke of Jesus and the Bible are the direction.
But our assignment is we have to bear our own load, but people will be able to experience it in a way that they will help us to understand that. Why I say that recently, okay, I've been through some terrible times, and if I wasn't this strong in faith and reading the word and listening to your program, I think I would have given up a long time ago.
I had a choice in those circumstances. What got me through, and I'm giving you a very personal experience here in dealing with this, why does God permit suffering? What got me through those experiences was the absolute core belief that the God of heaven had a plan that was going to alleviate those kinds of things forever. And I have great faith in that. And the reason I have faith in that is not because it's some little fantasy story that says and they lived happily ever after, but in that book called the Bible, you have a consistent building toward that end result. So Jonathan, a quick look at some of the experiences, not only of callers personally, but of issues that just issues out in the world that need to be dealt with. the difficulties. There are a lot of things that are difficult, and again, we've been blessed with the privilege of creating an environment where hopefully people are relatively comfortable just bringing their point of view and their perspective. One of the things that we really work on is we don't bite.
Right.
You may growl sometimes, but we don't bite. And so, we did have another call come in, and then they dropped there. We've got like 2 or 3 minutes in which we can take that call. If you'd want to do that, do it please right now, because we're going to be ending just a hair early here with a little bit of music. So, Jonathan and Sean, this has been – we have had quite a ride.
We have.
The opportunity to speak of the gospel as we understand it, to have it in an open format where you just put things on the table, just like you're sitting in the living room having a conversation about something, kind of chilling out, the opportunity to be able to laugh at yourself, even especially when you make mistakes, and believe me, we do, has all added up to 10 years of experience and 10 years of built relationships with people we don't even know. And I think Sean was alluding to that.
He was. Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, one of our most faithful callers has been Don.
That's right.
And I've actually met Don a few times.
Yeah.
And you know, I like Don.
Me too.
Don is a good guy. Now we don't agree. We pretty much don't agree on anything, but that's good. That's okay. I like the man. And so there's so much good to be gained from this kind of an environment and this kind of an experience. And one of the things I would like to see, though, Jonathan, is other people getting the courage to call in. You know, because sometimes it's that step of dialing the phone, and what am I going to say?
And we also don't hear the female perspective enough.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? But, you know, when you look back, Jonathan, we've got just a few more minutes, like 2 or 3 minutes. Some of your impressions of the last 10 years, the programs, and so forth.
Well, the one word, privilege, comes to mind. Just the blessing of being able to do this and working with you and Sean and Fred and all those that participate that are behind the scenes, just working together as a team to do what they can do using their talents.
Okay, Jonathan, we have that call. Let's take it real quick here.
Welcome to Christian Questions. This is Jonathan and Rick. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jackie from East Haven, Connecticut.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. Yeah, I happen to know that Rick has to get up about 4 o'clock every morning to get to the program for 6 o'clock. And to do this every Sunday for 10 years certainly shows a dedication to proclaiming the message of the Bible and all the promises that have been brought forth. And thank you, Rick and Jonathan. We love you. And we appreciate all your dedication and your even in the times of when we have snowstorms in the east, they still get there. And that shows that this is a good message, and it's one that the Lord wants to be brought forth. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay,
we
bye-bye.
We love you too.
and Jonathan, that's part of the point, is there's a sense of community that's developed here. Sean, in 30 seconds or less, your last comments here.
Tremendous blessing and privilege. It's been a wonderful life learning experience, and wonderful to develop, like you said, develop these relationships and conversations with people that actually enrich and enhance our own lives.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and we haven't even touched on the website. Through the website, I've had the personal opportunity of meeting people throughout the country who have come upon the website and have sought us out. And I just, my last trip to Los Angeles, met a gentleman from San something, California, who found us on the website, and just it became part of his daily routine. And we made some contact. We put him in contact with some Bible students that we know out in his area, and he now studies with them. You know, and how does this happen? You know, we're two local yokels here. You know, no radio experience, just an idea by the grace of, and it wasn't even ours. The idea was Peter's.
I know, from Chicago.
Yeah, the dream of my brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. So, just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And Fred, how much time do we have until that music starts there? Because
About 19 seconds.
Okay. We're going to end with a hymn that I think is appropriate here for this particular program. And again, this has been an opportunity to step back from our normal format. And again, the scripture, Jonathan, real quick, Psalm 116:12.
What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us?
And folks, as a personal testimony to the opportunities that we've had here, let me just say that this particular hymn, You Raise Me Up, it talks about, You raise me up so I can stand on mountains, to walk on stormy seas. I'm strong when I'm on your shoulders. This doesn't happen because Jonathan and Rick and Fred show up on Sunday mornings. This happens by the grace of God, because we can stand on the shoulders of Jesus and share with you the goodness of the plan of God. So we thank God for that. Thank you all for being a part of this, and we will be back again next week. But until then, how can we show our thanks? Listen to this and think about it.
Thank you.